Hello everyone and welcome to this session about eLab FTW, the free and open source electronic lab notebook. I'm Nico, I'm the creator of eLab FTW. I'm working in Institut Curie in Paris, France, and I also created a company to propose services around eLab FTW. So, what problem does eLab FTW solve? If you've been doing research in the past 400 years, you know that you need to store the metadata of your experiments. So that will be the what, the when, the where, the who, the why, and the how. So a solution to that problem has been the paper lab notebook, an object I'm sure you're familiar with. But of course, it has some limitations. It can be lost, it can be burned, you know, you can lose all your research in a fire. Because you cannot make backups out of it. Most of the time it's empty, let's be honest. You can search for something. I think this is really a big drawback. You cannot do Control F on a paper notebook. Also, everything that we produce now is digital, so it doesn't make sense anymore to like print something, cut it with your scissors, and then paste it, you know, with glue on paper. Also, it can be difficult to read it if you're not the one who wrote it, or even if you're the one that wrote it. An example of that is this page from a colleague of mine. If I had to redo that experiment, I would probably spend a lot of time just trying to read what was written instead of doing the actual experiment. Also, if you're looking for something, if you want to search, you know, in your past experiments, you might rely on the table of content, but in my experience, the table of content most of the time looks like this. It's completely empty, and then it means that you just have to turn pages after pages to look for something that was done maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years ago. So it's very difficult to find something. And even if you're very cautious about doing everything as best as you can, you still end up with a lot of lab notebooks and a lot of post-it, and yeah, it will still be hard to find something. So basically you want to use an electronic lab notebook, so ELN, and you have a plethora of choices. You have a lot of ELN vendors out there. Of course, you have to be careful about the ones that are free but not libre, not open source. Because probably you're the product, look into the terms of service or the privacy policy, you will see the word marketing, so it's not a good sign. Also, you have to be careful about your research, because research data is valuable, and it's something that you want to keep for yourself and not give to a foreign company, especially an American company. You don't know what they will do with your data. And also, what if the company closes? What if it gets bought by a consortium or another company? What happens to your data? You want to really stay master of your data. And of course, for that, the best is to use an open source solution. And the best ELN for everyone is, of course, eLab. So it's something that has been under development since 2012, is free as in beer and free as in pitch. And it's a popular project on GitHub. So there is a good community of users proposing patches, discussing issues, reporting bugs, helping with the translation because it's translated in 17 languages. There are a lot of features. It's used all over the world really by a lot of different labs. So it's not only for biology lab or only for chemistry lab. It's flexible enough. I will show you. You will see that you can really customize it to your needs so that everyone can use it. The way it works, it's a basic PHP MySQL application, nothing fancy here. So it's something that you install on a server and then the clients will connect to it and use it like any other website, and they can use it from their desktop, from their laptop, their phone, their tablet, whatever, it works. It's community-driven development in a sense that users will discuss, will propose changes, and we will see how we can best implement it to to really fit the needs of as many researchers as possible. Some of the key features are shown on this slide, but I will show you some of them in the live demo just after. But yeah, now you have like different external authentication methods, you have a REST API, trusted timestamping, you can have templates, export your experiments and results in different file formats. You have a lot of things. I will show you. So for universities and research centers, it's pretty great because you host it on your network, you keep your data for yourself, and you don't lose your data if a laptop is stolen or whatever, because everything is on the server and you can have backups. And also several teams can be hosted on the same instance, so you only need to install it once, and then you can have thousands of users using the same instance in the network. On the code quality, I really try to have modern code quality, respecting the code standard and using the best practices with modern tooling. And this leads to secure software. I mean, as secure as software can be, we all know that no software is secure, but at least, you know, trying to be as good as possible. And for that, you can use this tool called Mozilla's Observatory, which will give you a note based on the headers answered by the web server. So of course, this observatory is not a full scale in the review of the security of a website, but it can give you a hint on the measures that were taken to prevent some abuse by nefarious actors. So with eLab FTW, you get a perfect score with a note of A+ and a score of 110 over 100. So yeah, really every steps have been taken to make it as secure as possible. And of course, this is only one aspect of the security mindset during the development, but it's here, it's something that you can measure. If you measure this thing for the other ELN vendors, you can see that a lot of them, they just have no clue about good modern practice of security leaders. And now you can ask yourself, would I trust these companies, these vendors, with my research data to keep it secure? We know that the research data will be a target. We saw that with the COVID-19 research that was really targeted by states or other actors to get your results. And so for that, you really want to have a software that is not full of holes from the start. Okay, this is just a final slide to say that there is pro support available from the Delta Blood company and pro hosting, so please contact me if you're interested. And now I will show you in the next minutes how it looks. So basically, this is the experiments page. Once you log in to your account, you have your experiments. So they all have different colors because they all have a different status. Every experiment can have a different status. And on the second tab, you have the database and the database. So it's something that can be common to the team. And you can have really any kind of items in there. You can have protocols, macroscope, molecule, siRNA, release, cell lines, whatever you want. Because the idea is that the admin of every team can edit all of that. They can change what kind of items they keep in their database. They can change the template for every item. And this database is really something where you put all your objects for everyone in the team to use. Now let's go back to the experiment. So I will show you, for instance, this experiment where I put some code samples, I put an image, I put a table. I have some steps also here, and some linked items. So here, for instance, I linked that experiment to that microscope and to that protocol. And if I click on that protocol, I'm going on the database tab and I can see that I have this experiment that is using this protocol. Let's go into the edit mode of the experiment. You can see you have some tags that you can use to bind experiments together, to group them together. You have the status that you can change once your experiment is done. It will help you to find which one are not finished and stuff like that. Then the title, the experiment body is basically a WYSIWYG editor, but you also have a Markdown editor if you prefer. In there you have the steps, so you can just add some steps and check the box once they are done. The linked items where you can bind experiments and database items together. Very useful to take a note that, okay, you use this particular plasmid or you use this particular cell line. Of course, you can upload files. You can upload different types of files. Some files, they will be recognized and they will be displayed accordingly. You also have a molecule editor and a JSON editor, which are not shown here. And you can draw things if you like. There is a lot of things that I will not be able to show you everything. Once you have your experiment, you can export it as a PDF, you can duplicate it, you can make a zip archive, so it will contain the PDF and the attached files that you have with the experiment. You can timestamp it, and here, when you just click the create button, you have a basic experiment, kind of empty, with the default text that the admin chose for you. But maybe what could be better is to use a template. And so from your user panel, you can edit your templates. So here I have this template, and what I can do is that I can create an experiment from that template. So I will click here, Centrosome Purification. And now I have already like a skeleton of an experiment, and I just need to fill the holes, let's say. And with that, you really gain a lot of time, because you don't have to rewrite everything, and you can see templates as some way to have protocols. You can also share templates between the team. You have a whole system of permissions where you can decide that experiment or that template, everybody can see it or just me. You have a lot of things like that. And on the database, basically the text will be the same. The structure is the same. You have tags, steps, you can attach files. It's really similar to experiments. And some of the items in the database can be bookable. So for instance, this microscope here, I can book it. And so if I click here, see bookings, I can see that I have here the booking schedule, and I can book my microscope, for instance, and see all the bookings from the different people for that equipment. So you can use that if you want to book some equipment inside your team. The search page is to find stuff, basically, and to finish. So I didn't even have time to show you the to-do list, but you have a to-do list with also the unfinished steps that are populated here, so you can quickly see what are the next things that you need to do. So I think this one I can check now. And also you have, as I said earlier, the possibility to have the software in different languages. So this is also very very nice to use it in your favorite language. I will stop here. Now there is a presentation by Niels, and after we will be together for the Q&A. See you.